Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Paris School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. December 19th, 1950, Roads Made of Grass. On this day, December 19th, 1950, an article in the Barbados Advocate was remarkably headlined, Roads Are Made of Grass at Carrington's. The article began by ironically suggesting that the residents of Carrington's village in the parish of St. Michael had one-upped the biblical Jews who had made bricks out of straw, as they were repairing the horrendous roads in their community with grass, refuse, and dirt. Most of the households in Carrington village were composed of 5, 6, or 7 persons who rented land or purchased it by paying in installments. Roads in the community were in a bad state of repair. There was a lack of adequate guttering, and several roads contained holes of varying sizes, some of which were a positive danger to pedestrians and motor vehicles. Residents informed the Advocate that flooding was a perennial problem, and after heavy rains, they were marooned in their houses as the water reached their front doors. Residents of the severely impacted Hunts Road recalled a recent gloomy incident in which the bearers of the body of a deceased villager had to remove their shoes and wade through knee-deep water to reach the hearse. Mrs. E. King, who lived at the corner of Hunts Road, said the constant flooding imprisoned her in her home for hours and caused her to purchase stones and marl to create a barricade around her house. Similar tales of woe were shared by others in the community who complained of knee-deep water. Long-standing resident Miss Norris stated that as far as she could remember, the last time that Hunts Road was fixed was in 1923. Likewise, residents of Quakers Road, Alkins Road, and Chatterton's Road spoke of the inconvenience experienced whenever there was heavy rainfall. They noted that the stagnant water led to a preponderance of mosquitoes and flies, and suggested that the sanitary inspectors deal with the matter expeditiously. Bemoaning their financial inability to fix the roads themselves, the residents, in an act of desperation, took to filling the holes nearest to their residence with grass and weeds. This, they hoped, would prevent injury if they stepped into the gaping potholes inadvertently at night. On this day, December 19, 1950, readers of the Barbados Advocate learned of the parlous state of the road network in Carrington Village. Heavy rainfall and perennial flooding exacerbated the distress of residents who, in a last-ditch self-help effort, used their ingenuity to patch the roads.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.